This is KCUR 89.3. As the opioid crisis rages across the country, many government and health groups have stepped up their efforts to try to address the problem with the help of more money and new programs. But in Missouri, there are currently more than 1,600 people who want drug treatment but have to wait to get it. As KCUR's Alex Smith reports, part of the problem is a lack of help with the mental aspect of addiction.
When Cody Goodwin of Independence, Missouri was 24, he had already been hooked on opioids, including heroin, for years. His sister decided that jail was the only way he could be cut off from drugs, so she reported him to the police.
You know, I was mad at my sister at first. Boy, you know, she got me locked up. I was upset. But now I look back and it saved my life.
But during his month going cold turkey in jail, he found out how horrible heroin withdrawal could be. Vomiting, cold sweats, and very little sympathy from jail staff.
You know, I asked them what they could do for it, and they said, we can just put you in a cell by yourself with a drain in the middle of the floor, basically.
When he got out, he found a methadone clinic where he could get medication-assisted treatment. But there was a catch. If he wanted methadone, he'd also need to do talk therapy. Over the past few years, there's been a growing agreement that medication-assisted treatment is the best way to kick opioids. But, as Marsha Page White explains, the drugs only treat the physical side of addiction. Talk therapy aims to address changes in thinking that happen when someone lives through addiction.
You start to give yourself permission to do a lot of things. So where a person may have never shoplifted in the past, you know, now they need to get some money to support their addiction, so now they're giving themselves permission to shoplift.
People also often use opioids to self-medicate, to help them cope with mental health problems, or to deal with trauma. Federal guidelines say that treatment with medications like methadone should be used in conjunction with talk therapy. But White, who's a clinical director of Rediscover, a community mental health center in Kansas City, says counseling is an especially difficult job because of the challenges of addiction.
You have to try to outsmart the addiction, so you have to do a lot of confrontation of folks. You know, and if someone looks like they're using, you have to say, are you using? And they'll say no, but you know they are.
White says that Rediscover struggles to find people to work as counselors. It's had positions open for months, and that's affected its capacity to help people. As a result, it has a list of around 50 people waiting to get into treatment. Substance abuse programs have suffered from public funding cuts for years, says Washington University social work professor David Patterson Silverwolf. But he says now the system has reached a breaking point.
With this opioid use disorder, things are occurring that has never happened in the treatment industry. For one, people are actually ODing in the waiting room. Patients are ODing in the bathroom.
Combine wages that average around $40,000 a year nationally with the difficulty of the work and little professional support, and drug treatment counseling is not a job many people want to go into or stay with. Lots of federal and state dollars have poured into opioid treatment in recent years, but Patterson Silverwolf says temporary budget increases or big one-time grants aren't enough for the long-term transformation of the drug treatment industry that's needed.
Right, there needs to be some stability, just like any business. It's hard to think way out. Can we really invest? Are these monies going to be around in a year or two?
My first instinct being the old Cody, I wanted to go over there and, you know, raise hell and, you know, tell this guy, put him in his place, you know, this guy that actually broke
Cody Goodwin continues to meet with his counselor, Mary Bitterman, on a regular basis. But his recovery has shifted from fighting constant cravings and withdrawal to bigger picture rethinking of his life and future. Goodwin may have been skeptical about talk therapy, but once he started, that quickly changed.
It was exciting. And what was exciting about it was that there was people that cared, man, you know, and they were here to help you.
Goodwin marks his second year free of drugs this week. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.